Steve Eaton is a freelance writer who lives in Logan. He writes a column that appears in the Deseret News every other Saturday.
There are chocolate chip cookies on our kitchen counter that I think I'm supposed to eat. There are no notes around them like there usually are, warning me that I'll be punished if I eat them. Just five precious treats in a cookie tin that my wife left out on the counter, unprotected. I can hear tiny voices calling out to me from inside the tin, like the voices of tiny, flat angels. It's 6:37 a.m., and I know my skinny friends would be horrified at the idea that anyone would want a chocolate chip cookie first thing in the morning. They haven't had my wife's soft, melt-in-your-mouth cookies. They're splendid and can literally inject happiness into the saddest of people, regardless of outside circumstances. And the truth is that unlike other columnists who write about pretend things like debt ceilings, Obamacare, and political etch-a-sketches, I write about real things, and that's taxing. I also have to make up facts like this. A Pukor study conducted by the University of Nebraska's Agricultural Food Economics Program showed that 32% of columnists in my situation would have already eaten one or more cookies. Now, I know that if I find a cake in the refrigerator that says, "Good luck, Doris, give your baby a shower," I'm not supposed to eat that. And there is some food that appears in our refrigerator that belongs to my daughter. She purchased it with her own money, and therefore, it's not to be touched by the unworthy. Perhaps I should try that. Even if it's unlabeled, I can usually identify it because it is food that is off my wife's approved food list. I believe that every family has one person who buys food from an approved list and one or more people who buy unauthorized food. The designated shopper often works from an actual list and carries coupons. They tend to buy the same 10 to 20 items over and over and are greatly offended by off-list items. Here's some examples from my world. Skim milk, approved. Chocolate milk, forbidden. Bread with actual wheat, nuts, rocks, and twigs, approved. Bread that tastes good, forbidden. Apples, approved. Giant plastic tray of assorted pre-cut fruit designed for dipping and football games, forbidden. Celery, approved. Bucket o' potato salad, forbidden. Here's one way to tell if you're purchasing unapproved food. If you go shopping and you come home and immediately want to eat something you purchased, you probably just bought unapproved food. Approved food tends to be things like Tide detergent and Bisquick, which, by the way, may look similar but cannot be used interchangeably. However, my wife makes up for her strange food rules by baking delicious chocolate chip cookies. I believe that before this life, they had sort of a talent distribution system that was a lot like an Easter egg hunt. People were held back by a rope, and when it was dropped, people were allowed to charge off in search of talent eggs. I think I tripped and fell and was trampled by the very people I now work with every day. My wife took nearly all the eggs available for making chocolate chip cookies. That's why hers are all soft and chewy, and others, the kind you buy in a store, tastes like the dry flour equivalent of pink slime. In case you haven't been following the news on pink slime, it was recently discovered that pink slime is something that corporations, who are really people, have been adding to our hamburger probably as a way of thwarting the Occupy Wall Street folks, who are not real people. These modern-day hippies have been deemed a threat by the corporate people because they sleep outside, play music, get free stuff, and laugh too much. The other thing my wife's cookies do is make those tiny, angelic, muffled noises that can wake me up from a deep sleep. That's why I'm awake so early in the morning. Everyone else in the house is asleep. In fact, I think the Army and this guy, no name Cliff, who works 24 hours out of every day, are the only ones up right now. If there are five cookies and one of them goes away, would my wife notice? I might just tell her, "I don't know who ate the cookies, but I heard Cliff and the Army outside doing drills this morning." I could implicate them indirectly. Do you know they accomplish more before 9 a.m. than most people do all day? The perfect plan, however, would be to eat the cookie and leave just a bit of hamburger meat on the counter. Then my wife would think a corporation ate the cookie. Now that would be the perfect plan. If only hamburger was on the approved list. This is Steve Eaton.